Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Please join us for this next hour as we look closely at God as our provider. Today on A Call to Worship. Thank God that He is the provider and provides us even more grace. He giveth more grace right when we need it. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our provider. You provided a way that we can have a personal relationship with you, the God of the universe, the God of creation, King of kings and Lord of lords. That relationship with you through your Son, Jesus. You love the world so much that you gave, provided your only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in Him should never perish, but would have everlasting life. Then, as our Heavenly Father, you meet all our needs according to your infinite riches. We will often go through tough times here on this earth and times of need, but we are never, ever separated from your loving care and provision.
The eyes of God are upon me. He sees everything I do. The arms of God are around me. They keep me safe and secure, and He knows where I am every hour of every day. He knows each thought I think, He knows each word that I might say. There are times I step out of His will. I've never been out of His care. This changing world along me, with wars, with sin, and with strife, but my loving Father charms me with joy.
Times I didn't know right from wrong.
He brought me through.
As we consider God as our provider, look at the example of Abraham sacrificing Isaac. That story found in Genesis 22. The account of Abraham being obedient to God in being willing to sacrifice his son Isaac on the altar. And remember how that played out? As Abraham obeyed God, God provided a lamb. Abraham didn't have to sacrifice his son Isaac, but was willing to in obedience to God, and God provided the lamb.
Thank you.
If you are carrying a heavy burden right now, believe in Christ. Reach out to Jesus and He will provide your every need. As God's Word makes it clear, you have not because you ask not. Please ask Him for help today. He cares for you more than you know. I'm glad that you tuned in to this call to worship as we meditate on the reality that God is our provider. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry as you're led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you will find us online at www.calltoworship.us. You can safely and securely make your contribution online. You can also listen to programs online and find details regarding the music you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us.
I would have given up a long, long time ago if I were not convinced how much you really care. But once you've seen the sun, there isn't anyone who is able to convince you it's not there. I believe, though I don't really understand, I believe. When I don't feel your guiding hand, I believe. In spite of all I'm going through, I believe in you. And when the break of dawn seems oh so far away, and all my joy has disappeared into the night, I know what I must do. I'll go on trusting you, 'cause you've promised that I'd see the morning light. I believe, though I don't really understand, Lord, I believe. When I don't feel your guiding hand, I believe. In spite of all I'm going through, I believe in you. You've always been right there to give me all I need. Could I begin to doubt the love you've shown to me? I believe, though I don't really understand. Yes, I believe. When I don't feel your guiding hand, I believe. In spite of all I'm going through, I believe in you. I believe in you.
me joy, joy, joy. He gives me peace, peace, peace. I speak His name and a 100 million angels start singing. He talks to me and the freedom bells of my soul start to ring. He gives me joy in the morning and gentle peace in the evening. I sing His praise and all heaven plays a sweet orchestration. He speaks to me and my heart strings play a song of jubilation. He gives me joy in the morning and gentle peace.
Yes, God provides all of our needs, including joy and peace, from God our Father, the Provider. Here's a song of praise by the children of Israel during their days in the desert and their trip to the Promised Land, sung by Larnell Harris.
And sought the promised land. Pursued by Pharaoh's army, they faced a mighty sea, a place where only God could set them free. Then the waters divided, and the sea became dry land. For the Father had provided once again. So children, lift your voices. Mystery of your plan.
How could a crucifixion result in life for me? How could the cross that bound you set me free? But the heavens divided, and I saw your nail-scarred hands, and I knew you had provided once again. Yes, children, lift your voices, for the Father has provided again. All the earth rejoices, for the Father has provided again. I know that He is able, I know my every need He'll supply out of His boundless riches. The Father has provided again. Children, lift your voices, for the Father.
God is our provider. And are you hungry today? Well, God will provide your needs. Consider these words in Psalm 81. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. In James chapter 4, we're told that you do not have because you do not ask. In Matthew 7, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. In 1 John, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that he hears us. Whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. And in James chapter 1, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. God has blessed my wife and I with children and grandchildren. One of my happiest moments are when they come to me and ask for something. Although I watch to see that their needs are provided for constantly, I absolutely love it when they come to me and they ask me, Papa, can you help with this? How much more does our Heavenly Father look for opportunities to be our provider? Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7. Keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you, sinful people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? In Psalm 34, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. In John 16, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. And in Luke 12, Jesus describes how that God is the ultimate provider as he provides us a place in the kingdom. And Jesus said, I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food to eat or enough clothes to wear, for life is more than food and your body more than clothing. Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for God feeds them. And you are far more valuable to him than any birds. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying over bigger things? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? And don't be concerned about what to eat and what to drink. Don't worry about such things. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers all over the world. But your Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. And in Philippians 4, to wrap things up, "And my God shall supply every need of yours, according to his unlimited riches in glory in Christ Jesus." This is a call to worship as we praise God and rejoice in Him, our provider. I'm Gary Robey, and I thank you for joining me today during this call to worship. Thank you for investing a few moments to write to us. Your letters are an incredible blessing, and your financial support helps to keep this program on your local station. You can write to us at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And that address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you're welcome to visit our Facebook page and our website at www.calltoworship.us. There at our website, you can make your tax-deductible contribution. You can listen to the programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now all glory to God our Father, forever and ever. Amen.